Thank you for calling customer services. It's Carl. How may I help you?
Yeah, I noticed a charge on my bank account to Experience Peak Inn in Pennsylvania. And I called the number on here, and I'm trying to figure out what the charge is and if it's a fraudulent charge.
All right, sir. Can we start by getting your zip code so I can try to pull up your account and see what's going on?
Okay. Now, what do you need from me?
Your zip code, sir.
Oh, it's 29693.
Okay. And can I have your first and last name?
James Lee.
All right. Can you verify the address for me?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out why I've got a charge for $67.32 on my account. I really don't like giving out all my information in case this is a scam of some type.
But, okay.
What business is this?
Well, sir, I'm part of a third party. I'm part of a third-party customer service agency that services several different products. But I do have to get you to verify your address for security purposes. So does it begin with 625?
That's it, 625 Old Smoky.
Okay. So I do have an account pulled up under your name, and I do see where you were charged the $67.32 on yesterday. Is that what you're calling about, correct?
Well, I got one is pending today, and I got one pending from yesterday from Inventive for $68.76. They look like sort of the same business things. You probably got that one too.
No, sir. I don't have the $68.76. What I'm seeing is a $67.32.
Okay. Yeah, it's showing 12/21 is the date on it.
All right, sir. I don't see the 68 one. I only see the 67.32, so that might be from a separate company.
Okay. All right.
All right. So okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So on the 14th of November, do you recall ordering a Stealth Elite drone and paying a $9.97 shipping and handling fee?
Yes, I do.
All right. So when you ordered that drone on the website, there were a set of terms and conditions you had to agree to. And within those terms and conditions, it outlines that by paying the $9.97 shipping and handling fee, you do agree to a later charge for a membership. And if you don't cancel your account within a certain amount of time, it does charge you the full price for that membership. But with that membership, you do receive a $125 gift voucher that you can use for any more in-store purchases.
Yeah, I love that fine print. I obviously did not read that. So what I need to do is contact them and cancel. Can I do that?
Well, sir, I can go ahead and cancel it for you now, and you won't be charged any further.
Well, I appreciate it. That was the fine print I didn't read, I guess.
Yes, sir.
But I did do that. So if you cancel it, I'd appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I already have your membership canceled, so they won't be charging you any further.
I appreciate it.
No problem. Is there anything else I can do?
No, I guess that's my stupidity. But anyway, I appreciate it.
No problem, sir. I thank you for calling customer service, and hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.